I would like to start by taking you back to 2018. In 2018, something that is going to change the world forever happened. A dog. Bluey is an Australian dog. And Bluey is a dog who, with her family, for she is a she, sorry, she is a she, has changed family life forever, not just in Australia, but worldwide. In the few short years that Bluey has been going, Bluey has won multiple international awards. In Australia, it is credited as putting back family into family life. More dads are involved in their families' lives than they were 6 years ago as a direct result of this cartoon television program. It has changed family. Why? Well, Bluey has got a great family. Now, you ask most five-year-olds, show them these pictures, and they'll be able to tell you who everyone is and where they fit in to the family dynamic. But more than that, Bluey has got great friends. Friends that are at school. Friends. These are the friends at kindergarten and at school. But then it goes beyond that. Bluey and Bingo have got their neighbours and the people at the shops and at the library. They interact with so many different people. And if you don't think Bluey has an impact on the life of little children, I would like to point you to just one episode that has changed the way children's parties operate. And that is Pass the Parcel. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, Pass the Parcel always had one present in the middle. There were no sweets in the interwrappings. There were no extra prizes. There was just one present. And in one episode at a children's party, the dog's name was Lucky. Lucky's dad decided he didn't like these newfangled modern ways of doing Pass the Parcel. He was going to go back to the old ways. And initially, the kids all moaned. Why haven't we got presents? Why haven't we got parcels? But do you know what happened? Over successive children's parties, the dogs all wanted Lucky's dad's rules. Now, I thought this was just a television program until my then five-year-old granddaughter said she was having a party and she wanted Lucky Dad's rules. It has an effect, and this program has a positive effect. I think it's partly because in Bluey's world, they look at things like this. And this is a quote from the Bible. It says, "Brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." This is a good way to live. These are good, godly principles. And through laughter and play and family and friends and chats and discipline and chaos and more laughter, Bluey and her sister Bingo learn to live life to the full, and they have such fun along the way. So why am I highlighting Bluey this morning instead of the Bible? Well, it's not actually instead of. I think there are things we can learn. Bluey's parents don't always get things right. Bandit and Chili, well, especially Bandit, the dad. but they genuinely want the very best for their girls. And I think that's what Richard and Kate were saying. They won't always get it right. We won't always get it right. But they genuinely want the very best for their girls. Why? Well, we've already talked about this particular quote. Sorry. Children are a gift from the Lord. They were a reward for him. Do you know, it was the great philosopher Aristotle in 300 BC who said this. He said, give me a child until he is seven and I will show you the man. Maybe there's a biblical example here, and it says, direct your children onto the right path. And when they're older, they will not leave it. That's why dedication is so important. That's why us putting positive into the life of our children is so important. Because as they grow up those values instilled in them, built in them. It shapes their life. It shapes who they are. So as we dedicate Merrin and Imogen to God, we recognize our responsibility. And when I say our, that's us, all of us. Raising these wonderful girls will require effort, time, energy, not just for Richard and Kate, not just for Elizabeth, Phil and Salpi, and for all of us, including this church. And by this church, I don't just mean Wendy, who will always play with them. It's all of us. The African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child, is accurate. They will get stuff from you that they won't get from anyone else. Please don't let them miss out on that bit, because you'd rather not. Pray for them. Let them know for themselves the unconditional, the forgiving love of God that can change their lives for all eternity. That they would develop and deepen their own relationship with the God of the universe. You know, today's not just a question of having them done. I remember I was sat in the office one time and a mother approached me and she said, do you do christenings? I said, well, we don't do christenings, but we do dedication. She said, well, it's just I've never had my children done and I think they need to be done. That's not what this is about. This is about preparing them eventually one day for them to make their own decision, hopefully. It's a significant spiritual moment. We recognize and desire that they grow up with a different way of living. And I think that's why I hooked into Bluey, because Bluey and the family, the Healer family, live differently. Some people say the parents in Bluey have ruined their parenting because they can't ever hope to aspire to be as good as Bandit and Chili. You may not be, but do your best. And there's something else here. Grandparents are proud of their grandchildren. I nearly bought a T-shirt on holiday this year. Sue stopped me. And it just said, I get called all sorts of names, but my favourite is granddad. To be a granddad, there's nothing else like it. But grandparents are proud of their children, but children should be proud of their parents. They will look up to you. They will see stuff in you that they won't see anywhere else. And mum and dad can do no wrong. Maybe your school teachers. They come pretty high up too. And Imogen and Merrin, just a couple for you. Merrin and Imogen, listen when your father corrects you. And don't neglect your mother's instructions. Again, this all comes from the book of Proverbs, real wisdom. And then it says, parents, don't be hard on your children. Raise them properly. Teach them and instruct them about the Lord. In the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, Moses goes up the mountain. He comes down with what we now know as the Ten Commandments. The fifth commandment, and the one is the first one that gives a promise, is, and it's for all of us, this isn't just for little kids. It says, honor your parents. Honor your father and mother, and all will go well in the world for you. Honoring our parents, regardless of how old you are, is important. But that goes especially today, Merrin, Imogen. Your mum and dad will love it as you grow up honoring them. So today's an important spiritual milestone. we shouldn't underestimate how much they'll need God in the days ahead. As Richard and Kate have promised to raise the girls in godly values, as we pray for them, we will see the God of the universe, who longs to have a relationship with them, develop his relationship with them, that they might be all filled and directed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And what does that look like? Well, when you're living a life the way of the Holy Spirit, the God way, the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I would argue that these are exactly the sort of values that we see displayed in the life of Bluey and Bingo. But more importantly, we want to see these displayed in the life of Merrin and Imogen. Because as we together, one family, commit to seeing them grow up, we will see these values change their lives forever, in the same way that Bluey has changed family life forever, not just in Australia, but America, the UK. I did a little bit of research. There are more Bluey fan clubs for adults than there are for children. It is a powerful, powerful tool, and I'm really glad that it's there, because it's sowing positives into the life. Let us take that as an example, and let us sow positives into the life of Merrin and Imogen, and pray for them daily.